Sideline Sanity with Michelle Tafoya.
We're with Colly Fontanilla.
I'm not a fan of TikTok, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing TikTok videos where I make fun of woke teachers in this mask. So I call her Miss Luna Activist, and she says all of the crazy things that woke teachers say. Some people thought she was real. So many people being like, whoa, like, who is this teacher? Get her fired. And that's where it went viral. It also went viral on Facebook.
Streaming on Apple Podcasts and SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. Fellas, I've got some clips. Now, we've been talking about some things. One of the things we've been talking about is, John, you know, and Joe, both of you, about what has been taking place, especially with child sacrifice and things that are happening. And we've been telling people that for years, you know, even years ago, we were aware of things that were happening, but people weren't ready. I mean, they were not ready for, they could not wrap their brains around it. And if we tried to tell them about it, they would just shut it off because this could never happen in America, but it's happening. And people like Adam Schiff and these others are involved in things that are absolutely, and the Clintons, Hillary, and her, the Podesta brothers, and these people involved with the Epstein Island, just pure evil. And people don't understand. Every year, thousands, hundreds of thousands of children just disappear. It won't be reported on by your corrupt, your very wicked, your very evil, corrupt fake news media, because the big boys, the money boys, tell them, you know, and so many of them, they're involved. They're involved in the cover-up like they are everything else they cover up. So we're going to play a clip here, and so hang in, and then afterwards we'll comment on it. So go ahead and take it away.
And how she puts out the truth.
Testimony of survivors of Satanism and to people who have received them. There's testimony from medical doctors. There's testimony from therapists who have tried to stitch these survivors back together. There's a 60 Minutes piece from years ago in Australia, from decades ago, where a survivor actually describes witnessing people being killed in these blood sacrifices. You can go from Africa to Europe and beyond, and you will find a history and a culture of people drinking blood and of people making blood sacrifices. Look no further than pagan culture, when this wasn't even a secret. So why do we act today, if there's a long history of this, why do we act today like this is impossible for this to be true? And anyone who's talking about it must be nuts. But it's okay for Hunter S. Thompson to make a movie about it, to write a book about it, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and to talk about it in the film, and people say, oh, well, you know, that's just fiction. How do you know it's just fiction? Who proved that it's just fiction? How do we know? My job as a journalist is to ask the questions that people don't want to answer. My job as an investigative journalist is to make sure that I get the evidence to back it up, because I don't go out there with a preconceived idea. I follow the facts to where they take me. And when I speak to a guy who tells me when he was in the unit, which is Delta, that he was on underground operations and how they found children in cages, and I'm getting eyewitness testimony, he's not ready to talk about it publicly, but he's telling me in great detail what he found. And I'm working through the process with him, hoping that I can get more of these people to talk about it.
And she's doing a great job, of course. And we know she went on Diamond and Silk for this and just unloaded, and they let her speak it all through. And did they cancel her? No. Did they take her off for the feature? No. They're getting the truth out, too. And so when they talk about certain things on the mainstream media, you'll see even Ian Millhiser talking on MSNBC about Clarence Thomas. And it's sickening what he says, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Ian, I'd love to have you on one day when it's not all doom and gloom, but we're really dystopian these days. So let's start off with this. Let's manage some expectations straight out of the gate, Ian. How possible do you think it is that an investigation will actually begin into either Clarence Thomas, Jenny Thomas, or both of them?
So they want the Supreme Court. They want to go after Clarence Thomas. And then they include the wife. They have nothing on them, but let's listen to his answer.
I mean, there may be an investigation, but what's it supposed to do? You know, the only way to remove a Supreme Court justice is through impeachment. It takes 67 votes in the Senate to, you know, have a successful impeachment trial. And that means right now you would need 17 Republicans to vote to remove the most conservative member of the Supreme Court. I see no set of circumstances when that happens. You know, Clarence Thomas could go on TV and eat a live baby. And I couldn't imagine there being 17 Republicans who think that he should be removed from office and replaced by a Joe Biden nominee.
How did he even think of that? You guys have conversations around the dinner table or just walk the dog and you run into your neighbor and you just off the top of your head say, I wonder if this guy would just eat a live baby on TV. Would you say that? Do you know anybody that would talk like that? I have a feeling the reason he talks like that is because it's exactly what Laura Logan is bringing up. And why would this anchor simply smile and smirk when he says it? He's a Vox VOX senior correspondent. What's going on over there? What kind of conversations do they have around lunch? How sick do you have to be to talk like that and think like that? Team Anons, Ultra MAGA, put this out for us to remember. President Trump said, in breaking with the longstanding powerful tradition where cases involving politicos are not to be brought or tried just prior to or during a major election, the midterms, I have three, all run and inspired by Democrats who absolutely refuse to move the date. They demand it be now. So much for tradition and unwritten rules and laws. It's a reminder. October 28th, 2022, you look at 5 years ago, October 29th, and you wonder why the language just prior to or during happens to fall on those particular drops. Remember the FBI? Have an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? What did Obama do with cash just prior to leaving office? How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to CF, Clinton Foundation, under disguise of Haiti relief went to Haiti? What countries donated big money to Clinton Foundation and why? It makes you understand even more as all of this was playing out, the truth of what's happening with the borders, the children, and more is playing out. It's absolutely sick. Well, then the foundation needs some help. So they have to put out Hillary's daughter, supposed daughter, Chelsea. She goes on The View, and let's see what she has to say.
We have to stop Donald Trump from getting anywhere near the White House. That is dangerous for our democracy. It is dangerous for our decency. It's dangerous when we think about anti-Semitism. It's dangerous when we think about any threat to who we are and who we can be as a country and also to our planet, because, you know, he doesn't believe in climate change. So
yeah, there's that part.
I have that concern, and I'm going to do everything I can to ensure that he is not sitting in the Oval Office again.
Chelsea, everything you can. You've been trained in the ways of the dark side, Chelsea. As a matter of fact, in May of 2021, she said it's so wrong of Archbishop Cardillon to deny President Biden and Speaker House, Speaker Pelosi, Holy Communion because they support a woman's God-given right to choose. If Jesus were alive today, she says, he'd be working at Planned Parenthood. Read your Bible, Father. How evil continues to run through their blood. And then continuing on, Truth Social, we read that earlier from President Trump. He said so badly it will be much smaller, October 28th, 2022. That's when it was put out. And we notice that Jack ain't in cuffs yet and still trying to control the narrative. Too bad he was taking money and profiting from people tied to the EO. Goodbye, Jack. This came from outside Twitter. Submission complete. Speaking of Satanists, did you guys remember that Jack from Twitter, the previous owner, he said, making the good pasta, reading through some amazing parts of the satanic verses, the golden threads begin to intertwine. It will be your choice to know. And those words, it will be, are in the same post that President Trump dropped, saying at the very end, it will be much smaller, but better. I love truth. We know that Jack loves lies and the father of lies. Continuing on, when these lies play out and folks try to change their gender, it's not working well for them. They go into depression, suicide, and more. Mail Online said Florida Medical Board bans puberty blockers for minors under the age of 18 after hearing testimony from detransitioners. The Florida Board of Medicine has voted to ban gender-affirming care for transgender teenagers in the state. And they listened to testimonies like this one that I'm about to play. And this will break your heart.
And I really thought transitioning was going to fix everything. My period stopped, facial hair grew. Pretty soon, I was passing as male. At first, I was elated, but my mental health did not improve. I became more suicidal, more unstable, and the anxiety became debilitating. The testosterone was never questioned as a contributing factor to my increasing instability. I was in and out of mental hospitals 6 times while being affirmed as male and supported in my decision to transition by my doctor, psychiatrist, immediate family, and even church. I was also diagnosed with complex PTSD and OCD during this time. I desperately wanted top surgery and a hysterectomy, but couldn't afford them. After a serious suicide attempt in February of 2018, I realized that just changing my appearance was not going to take away the pain. So I started working really hard in therapy, but I still believed I was male. A year later, in 2019, I had a life-changing encounter with Jesus and began to find deep healing and peace within myself. After nearly 4 years of being on testosterone, I decided to detransition and accept my womanhood. My mental health improved exponentially. I'm no longer in therapy, nor even on mental health medication. I have not been suicidal or hospitalized since stopping testosterone. 3 years later, my menstrual cycle has still been irregular. I still have to shave my face daily, and I struggle with hormonal acne. I'm truly grateful I never got surgery because now I'm happily married and 28 weeks pregnant. But if I had gotten surgeries that I so desperately wanted as a teenager, that would have stolen this future from me. So I'm asking the board to create a rule that makes it unethical for doctors to prescribe these hormone treatments for people under the age of 18 and surgeries under the age of 21. Thank you.
The fact that they would even consider this for kids under the age of 18 should tell you right there. They're after our children. They're after our families. They're after anything that has anything to do with good whatsoever. And this young lady, as she tells everyone what changed her life, she gets to the part about Jesus. Jesus is the reason that she changed. A life-changing experience with Jesus Christ was what happened. I want you to look at this lady in the back with the orange outfit on when she says the name Jesus. Watch carefully.
I had a life-changing encounter with Jesus and began to find deep healing and peace within.
She rolls her eyes and then listen to her take a breath.
After nearly,
she went, it bothered her so much, in my opinion, she had to make a grunt sound. And that happens whenever you bring up the name of Jesus, those that can't handle Jesus. But boy, I bet you when they walk away, they can cuss in Jesus' name anytime they feel like it. But they don't want to hear him doing good for folks. We have an obligation to continue to share that truth. We also have an obligation to talk about those that are dying suddenly. What's interesting is when I went to Twitter, I saw a trending, died suddenly, 27,100 tweets. So I started retweeting like crazy all the died suddenly stuff so that we could see if they're going to take the Twitter posts down. They're not. Folks are posting this like crazy now on Twitter because it seems like the algorithms are falling apart and the truth is starting to get out there. One of them was 15-year-old girl died suddenly from COVID complication on day of her vaccine. They gave the cause of death as acute myocarditis associated with COVID-19. She got a shot. She's gone. 15. Kate, Talks Truth said, 27 years old, died suddenly. His heart just stopped. Some of her longtime Kingwood friends unexpectedly lost their son, Jacob, at 27 years old, when his heart suddenly stopped. He was an amazing person. So did Twitter open the floodgates for the truth to come out? Are we starting to see where anyone could talk about it? So let's do it right now live as I'm recording. Died suddenly. 8-year-old Lorena died suddenly after experiencing headaches, chest pain, fever, and short breath. She was vaccinated. Beautiful young girl. There's 5,387 likes, 3,827 retweets. It's not taken down. I got looked out by my account for my segment for Mike Stein Online about sudden death adult death syndrome back in June. Think it's about time to post it again. See you in Twitter jail. Nope, it's still there. 8,939 likes, 4,500 plus retweets. And that's the reminder for all of us as we're seeing this play out. That's why we've been telling you it's been great to have ZStack with Ock.com, and it's in the description box below. It helps with the immunodeficiency disorders, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to various. That's going to be coming out soon. All of these folks, the posting, 18-year-old Kayla Rose Lumpkins passed away. Kayla went to sleep and never woke up. She graduated with honors from the top percentage of her class at Naaman Forest High School in 2022. She had 3 doses. It's on Twitter. Search Google images for died suddenly. Do it again on election day. Wonder what's going to happen. Megyn Kelly announces that her 58-year-old sister died suddenly of a heart attack over the weekend. Scroll through these and you're just amazed more and more of what you're seeing. Folks are posting this and it's trending on Twitter. What a world we live in. It seems like this whole video has been wrapped around issues of trafficking over the border. Folks are sick and tired of the Democrats and all their platforms and what they stand for in Philadelphia, in New York. And then we have Dan Scavino posting this video clip especially after looking at Mark Elias posting a notice of appeal to the Ninth Circuit has already been filed. What judge allows Arizona vigilantes to continue monitoring drop boxes? Folks are doing what they can to ensure that the election is not stolen in Arizona. They're doing it legally, and the judge is allowing them to monitor the drop boxes. Dan Scavino Jr. posts this for all of us to hear as we close.
You will make it happen. If it is not, you will find an excuse.
Here you go. Here's the thing. He's allowing them to monitor this judge, this Arizona judge, Liberty, Judge Liberty is his name, Michael Liberty. But he's banned cameras. He's banned cameras at the drop boxes. You can't have them until after the election. Why would you want them after the election? Now, here's the other thing. And he says here that there will be a social notice. He's banned cameras, and also he's banned body armor, bulletproof vests, whatever. He says no yelling, no body armor, no videos, but you can go and you can monitor. Why can't you have cameras? Well, why wouldn't you be allowed? People have been bringing in stacks and stacks and stacks. The Democrats have been bringing in stacks of phony ballots. But anyhow, that's that, I guess.
Yeah, it's about cheating. This kind of ties in a roundabout way. I heard part of Biden's speech tonight, and it was interesting because he talked about democracy, democracy, democracy. Yeah, how democracy was the rule of the people, the rule of the people. Well, we know the founding fathers hated and feared democracies because they were unstable, and sooner or later they basically committed suicide. Was to take about 30 different quotes and put them into two sentences. We happen to be a constitutional republic, which is the rule of law, laws that do not change. Those happen to be God's laws. Why? Because they do not change. So we have a president standing up there, this entire speech, the rule of the people, rule of the people. Well, I remember the founding fathers said democracy was this emotional thing, not rule of law that don't change, but the emotional. And it seems like once there was a great mob made a vote when Herod said, who do you want, this Jesus or this man, this criminal Barabbas? And the greatest democratic vote in the history of the world, in my opinion, screamed, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas. And then they said, crucify him, crucify him. You see, in a republic, a rule of law, you cannot crucify an innocent man. But in a democracy, well, if the mob rules, you can crucify Christ.
Yeah, let me...
Puts a different touch on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's mob rule.
Mob rule.
He was talking about the bioweapon shot. Okay, article: UK governor reveals that the triple vaccinated. Listen to this, McTernan. The triple vaccinated account for 91% of COVID deaths since the start of 2022. The fully vaccinated account for 90% of COVID deaths since May of 21. Official figures published by the UK government reveal that the fully triple vaccinated population have accounted for over 9 out of every 10 COVID-19 deaths in England over the past year. 91% of all COVID deaths since the beginning of 2022 and 94% of all COVID deaths since the beginning of April of 2022. Now, you know if it's happening because they're using the same thing here in America there. Why? But why is it that their media is allowed to say it, but our media here will not? If it's only people like us that will bring the truth out.
Well, Pastor Ernie, it's very interesting. There was someone, and I just can't think of his name right now, but he is, he's on like a business news, and he advises on what stocks to buy and things like that. And he went in this tirade about anyone with the vaccine, not taking the vaccine, and saying that there's it's dangerous and all. And then it turns out that the big sponsor of his show is Pfizer. Pharmaceutical. Because people were that followed him were looking at him wondering, why are you saying this? It isn't quite related to the show. And he went on this tirade, and he's sponsored by the pharmaceuticals. So that's a part of the problem, Pastor Ernie. They've got so much money, and they're able to use that money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. They're using that money to buy their way and bribe their way, buy their way, blackmail their way for the control that they're doing. I think that's the major reason.
If you'll sit down and watch and just to get a pen and paper and write down and watch the evening news. I don't, you know, that's why I watch the evening news. I don't watch television, but or the morning news, because then I will go over and see what the enemy's saying too. But if you'll take a pen and paper and then you write down about every fourth or fifth commercial, and that includes Fox News too, okay, you'll hear this message brought to you by Pfizer Corporation. Just write them down, you see. So Pfizer has bought them, and with buying them at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they bought their silence too.
We got the best government money can buy.
That's what I'm. So it's stacked, Pastor Ernie. And you know, do you remember Zuckerberg in the 2020 election? Didn't he donate like $500 million into these local campaigns, like counties in Wisconsin and Michigan and Detroit and all that? And he was throwing the money around so that they could put the people in place for throwing the election.
Right.
So, I mean,
it was all to get Democratic voters.
Right, right. All Democrat, all Democrat, all Democrat. $500 million.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should have that because not just in the election, but, you know, he threw a lot of that in with Dominion. And Dominion, you know, they're the ones that, with the election fraud, what was going on there. But here, in Detroit, the criminal training caught in the Detroit Leaks video, 2020, is now being taught in other states in 2022. If you are a victim of it, call the law enforcement. In 2020, training sessions were given to poll workers in Detroit on how to disregard and destroy Republican voters on Election Day. Okay, this is an article by Joe Hoft. This training is now being introduced and is standard training at election training events across the country. So this is what we've been trying to tell people. Prior to the 2020 election, audios from the election workers' training events in Detroit were released. And the audios is obvious. Democratic trainers told election workers to accept provisional ballots when someone says they don't vote or they didn't vote, but find out at the polls that someone else voted for them. The trainer then instructs the election workers to set their ballots aside, ignore these provisional ballots, and basically get rid of them once the person leaves. Below in the Detroit video of the effort of Democratic operatives to steal the votes, they have a video that shows you how they're doing this here. Following the election, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, she is a bad one. She's the one that just made her employees sign a no-confidence or a form because she was so drunk at a football game, she passed out and had to haul her out in a wheelchair. Okay, and that's Attorney General Dana Nessel. Threatened to arrest reporter Shane Trio if he did not delete his recorded evidence of election fraud in the Detroit area. Later on, a witness in Michigan, that woman, Dana, Jesus, is corrupt as corrupt gets. I mean, she is one of those George Soros bought and paid for prostitutes, okay? And so later, a witness in Michigan stepped forward and spoke out about how he witnessed the Detroit election worker training and how to destroy and provisional ballots in Michigan. And so their former professor and attorney, David Clements, is now warning about this same tactic being used in 2022 But on a broader playing field, Professor Clement says he is aware of trading events where election workers are being taught to give people provisional ballots when they are told that they've already voted. This is the same tactic pushed in Detroit. So remember I told you, I knew that they were going to do something. They have to, the Democrats. It's a part of just a part of what they normally do. But in Florida, a Democratic blows whistle on a major ballot harvesting scheme in Florida as the states open a criminal probe. This is breaking news today when Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republicans who run the state, announced earlier this year they weren't going to put up with any more election shenanigans heading into 2022 midterms and beyond. They meant it. So DeSantis' brand new election crimes unit is recommending that state police launch a full criminal probe following a Democratic whistleblower's very detailed complaint alleging a long-running and widespread ballot harvesting operations among black communities within the politically important region of Central Florida. Now, I heard about this before. They are getting paid $10 for each ballot they collect. And if you happen to be, if you're a black person, say, wait a minute, no, this is wrong. I'm not going to do this. I don't want. They threaten you. They're told to threaten them, you know, and so threaten to kill them. So she described an intricate system funded by liberal-leaning organization that dispatched ballot brokers into black communities to pressure voters and to turn over their ballots. The $10 fee per ballot ended up among the parties who helped complete the harvesting. The outlet's report added, the collection and the delivery of ballots by third parties is illegal in Florida. And so, you know, in California, you know, in these blue states, New York and that, the voter fraud is over the top, especially in Detroit, is really over the top.
Well, Pastor Ernie. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Pastor Ernie, how long did me and John Holman tell you about Pennsylvania?
A long time. Yeah.
Particularly. Because we got involved in the government through pro-life and also protecting the rights of the elderly. We saw how it was working. We saw the corruption. We were talking to people. And at the 2020 election, I went to bed. Trump was several hundred thousand ahead with only like 3 or 4% of the vote left. When I woke up in the morning, he was like 30,000 behind. And and all of a sudden, 40,000 votes came in, like, within 20 minutes.
John, it was around about midnight, if I remember right. I was watching it when they flipped it. When they flipped the vote, when they turned it, you know, it was right after I got off the air, and I was sitting there watching. And, you know, you had Trump on top, way up on top, the amount of votes coming in. Way ahead of Biden, and it right in front of me, it flipped the numbers right upside down. They did it right in front of us. And I've talked to a number of other people, so I wasn't delusionary that saw the same thing.
Yeah, I was awake and saw it just like you. It was like, couldn't believe what I was watching.
And then they're trying to tell me, Brett Baer and others tried to tell me I didn't see what I saw. And so,
well, you know, Bill Clinton, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, anyhow, here's another quick article. You know, this is why I'm telling people, you know, you got this feeling. I'm not the only one. Everybody I talk to feels there's something up. They're going to do something. There's something up. So we have to be out in such mass numbers. We have to be out in such mass numbers, folks. And you got to spread the word out there, okay? You've got to put the word out. And we need to pray. We need to pray every single day for the Lord's intervention on this, that he would raise up righteous people and bring America back and take down the wicked. Listen, does the Bible say that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people mourn?
Right.
Okay.
Very clearly.
And right does now, the Bible,
mourning, aren't they? You know, the drugs, the deaths, the beatings, the crime, the people being killed, wounded, the children being mutilated. I mean, I have never seen such suffering in this country as I have this year.
Well, we've been reading about every day this week from Psalm 12, verse 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. The wicked walk on every side. And that's what we see happening now, okay? You see this? You saw what happened over in Proverbs. Proverbs is very, very clear in Proverbs chapter 17 when it tells you in verse 15, he that justifieth the wicked and condemneth the just. You do that by voting for a wicked person. You justify the wicked, and what do? You condemn the just, okay? It says, therefore, even they are an abomination to the Lord. You do that when you vote for a wicked person. So these people out there that say, well, you know, that's politics. That's not my religion. Do you think God is mocked? Don't they get it, that God means exactly what he says?
Always. Always. Well, look at two things that have happened. Bill Clinton is coming out, and he's out there, you know, all of a sudden starting to speak up about how the Republicans are going to cut Social Security, we're going to cut Medicare. And it's none of that happened. What they're referring to is Ron Johnson, Rick Scott, two senators. They put up a thing where every 5 years they want to have every one of these bills be reviewed. You know, every 5 years, everything should be reauthorized.
Hang tight, Joe. We're up against the heartbreak. We'll be right back. Just a cottage below, a little silver, a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. Stone, and though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion I own. Just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land. You know, and that's one of the best things about getting saved. You know, when you're saved, you know, you have God's word on it that one of these days you'll have that mansion, and one of these days you'll walk those streets that are pure as gold. You've got God's word on that, and it doesn't get any surer than that, does it?
No, not in this world.
Absolutely
not. Or
any
world, for that matter.
All right, folks, here, I got to do one more.
Can I finish that one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was trying to say. So you've got Clinton scaring people about Social Security, Medicaid, and Barack Obama's running around telling the Democrats how they're going to bring back Roe v. Wade. The whole purpose of that Supreme Court ruling was saying that the abortion is not a federal government issue. It's a state's issue. It belongs to the state to decide. And yet he's, you know, running around telling people, you elect the Democrats and we'll bring back Roe v. Wade, which can't be done.
Let me intercede. First of all, Joe, I'm gonna get reality, ready? This is real. God has already decided this. You see, these people can repeat that, all these politicians, that this is a state, it's up to the states, okay? Let me tell you, that's a lie, and it's told by liars. Anyone, even if it's their best friend that says this, is up to the state. It's not. God has already decided that. God says it's murder. See, that's reality. I'm a realist. I'm really into being things that are real, right? And it kind of drives.
What I was trying to point out is how their lies, how they're deceiving the voters. I mean, you and I and John all know that God, this was settled long ago. It's settled law. But it's just stupid lies that they're telling that should let the voters out there realize you do not want to vote for people who do nothing but promote fear and lies. And that's all they've done, right?
Absolutely. Okay, you guys, you ready to take some questions? Let's go to, we have our other co-host here, Clifford. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'll have two quick questions, more directed towards John. You know, I was just listening to the first hour of the David Knight Show podcast, and he said something I didn't think of in relation to this Pelosi house raid. He said that she's third in line to be president, and she has several residents, and they would have hands-on security even if nobody was in the house 24/7, because someone could come and plant a bomb in the house. Now, that would mean, where were these security people, and why isn't that being covered in the media? So that'd be for John, because he's, you know, had been in the federal enforcement. And then in Psalm 146, my question on that is, it says the Lord will turn the ways of the wicked upside down. What's the read on that particular, turning the ways of the wicked upside down?
Well, I'll go ahead with John first, and then I'll answer that for you.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I couldn't hear anything on my end.
Okay,
he wanted to
ask you about. Look, first of all, the reality is here the Pelosi's are worth over $300 million. They have several homes that they own. Okay, here, if you have that kind of money, even if nobody's home, would you not always have security, 24-hour security around your place to keep people from planting bombs and things like that? So there's something that's very, very, very fake and put on. It's like that this thing was set up hopefully to get some kind of sympathy, or to keep your eyes off something else, so, you know, to keep the media from looking at something else that they don't want people's attention on. And so that they know the media, you know, they'll chase something. It's like like a dog chases a motorcycle or whatever. They'll chase whatever they see moving. And so here was a story. So they're chasing that. They drop everything else they're doing. And so so he wants you to comment on that.
Yeah. Well, the analogy I'll make on that, Pastor Ernie, is this reminds me of the same situation about Epstein's suicide. They had cameras all over the place, and supposedly they didn't work. And then two The guards there, what did they do? They fell asleep or something for 2 hours? Now, this is, they've got security all over this house here. And he's right. You don't leave houses like that really empty for security reasons. You know, so and all of a sudden, I think it was Capitol Police that were monitoring it said they didn't see a thing. And that reminds me of what happened with Epstein.
Yeah.
They said they didn't see anything till somebody looked up on the screen and saw the flashing of the police cars out in front and went, uh-oh.
Right. Exactly right. So what's going on? You have all this top security and people fall asleep and all of a sudden someone commits suicide while they're sleeping, and then the other security is looking. We don't see anything until the police pull up. No, I mean, there's nothing adds up. This is all nonsense.
Absolutely. All righty, there you go. Let's go to, let's see. What verse was that, Cliff? Was Cliff still there? Okay, well, let me see very quickly.
I looked at 146 and couldn't see what he was.
Okay, it's verse 9. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. Okay. By the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. Okay.
Yeah.
What he's talking about when he said he turns things upside down is the Lord Jesus, when he came, he the things he said were totally, unexpectedly the opposite of what people believed here. When Jesus said the first shall be last, that's totally against what all they believed. They believed in those days if you were wealthy and rich, it's because God loved you. If you were poor, because God cursed you, okay? When Jesus came and he made that statement, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. And what about this one? Remember what he said? Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, okay? And whoever shall lose, that meant that was totally the opposite of what these people believed in. It just turned everything topsy-turvy to them. That's what he's referring to there. The things that God's ways are much higher than ours. Okay, let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, how you doing? How you doing, Pastor Joe and John?
Doing okay. How are you, Chris?
All right, doing good. Had a interesting item in history here I looked up. I noticed you guys point out a lot of things that Obama did when he was in office, and I was wondering if you guys ever run across this. It was in 2011-12 there, Obama changed the 1948 Smith-Mundt Act, which was a foreign relations authority against using lies and propaganda against the people, H.R. 5736.
It was figures.
Modernization Act of 2012.
Well, wow. That's not surprising at all, is it?
I guess that's one I missed.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I was going through a lot of. I always looked up stuff, a lot of stuff that he did, and what you guys talked it and tried to research this, and I ran across this little tidbit, and naturally, after I'd found it, it disappeared. So, and I had written it down, so I had it, and that was my question. So, y'all have a good night.
Can you send that into the? Can you mail that in to the ministry?
Yes, I can. Down there to my favorite place in Sperry. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna put an extra piece of paper in my donation this week, and I'll send it with that.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks a lot.
I'd like to get a hold of that. I can't believe we missed that one, but I really appreciate your find. The devil's always in the details, right?
There you go, sir. All right, guys, have a great evening. God bless.
You too. Thank you. Who do we? Okay, let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, regarding Pelosi, we haven't seen any security camera footage from their security system, any neighbor's security system. We haven't seen any body cam footage from the police. So there's definitely something odd. The other thing I wanted to tell you was Bolsonaro has asked his military to keep him in power. I don't know if that's being reported yet here in the States.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I lost track with our conversation. Yeah, he has asked his military to hold him in power because
clamoring for the military to come in. That's on the different foreign press. The people are begging the military to come in and take over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've discussed that possibility with you guys. You know, one of the problems that Trump had was he didn't invoke the sedition laws to put these people in jail that were trying to undermine his government. Lincoln and Wilson, when they were president, faced the same thing Trump did, but they both invoked the sedition laws and they had their distractors put in jail. I wanted to update you on what's going on in the Ukraine. So 3 days ago, it was reported that the United States has intercepts of Russian generals talking about the use of nuclear weapons. 2 days ago, it was reported that we're now basing B-52 bombers in Australia. We moved them to Australia. And yesterday, it was reported that the United States is rushing, that was the word used, the United States is rushing nuclear warheads to Europe. So I find that interesting because I know France is a nuclear power, and so is Great Britain. France has more warheads than Britain does, but I don't know if any other country in Europe, or should we narrow it down to NATO, that has made their own nuclear weapons. So it'd be interesting to know just where we're placing these nuclear weapons into what countries. And, of course, you would have to also match it with missiles. And this is just, you know, further escalation of the situation. And so I wanted to pose a question to you. If Russia were to use a nuclear warhead in Ukraine or caused one of the nuclear power plants to melt down and the radiation would travel, if that radiation were to travel into NATO countries, would that be considered an attack on NATO?
Yeah, I can answer that. I can answer that, Pastor Ernie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it would be. It would be, yes.
Well, exactly. And to add to it, there was a news article yesterday, we have now troops on the ground inside Ukraine, well, quote, advisors, blah, blah, but we now have American military personnel on the ground. And like you said, if they're bringing in the B-52s and other missiles, that means American personnel, which is something that, remember, Biden said he wouldn't do. Well, he's already done it.
Well, also, this would be a change because Biden has said that there's, you know, he's found no need to change our nuclear posture. But now this is definitely changing our nuclear posture, and we might be moving towards DEFCON 2 if we're not already there.
We should be, but yeah. Well, so, when you got a leader that lies, you don't know what he's doing until after you find out, you know, it's not what he says. You have to find out what he does.
Right. I only bring this up because with everything going on and all the distractions we have, we're still heading very rapidly towards World War III. And that makes everything else moot.
Yep. Jack, I got to move on because we're out of time, but right, thanks guys for calling. That's right.
A quick question, Pastor. When John talked about that Julie Kelly report about Milley, where can we find that? John, can you tell us where we can go to find that information?
Yeah, I sent it to Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I have it. Hold on a minute. I got to do it quickly because we're the clock's moving very rapidly here.
You could give it out tomorrow, but I just wanted to make sure we did not get a hold of that.
Yeah, well, let me see. I just had it in my hand a minute ago, and I put it in a pile of things done already, but let me see here. I'll have to tell you tomorrow because I don't see it right here. I just had it. All right. Okay, fellas, let me ask you this. The Bible says this, that it's appointed to all men once to die, and after that to judgment. Now, I'm a pretty good guy, you know. I've done more good than wrong, I think, so I should be okay with God, shouldn't I?
sorry, Charlie.
Have you committed one sin in your life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it just takes one sin to send me to hell?
Yeah, because Romans, God is holy.
Romans 6:23, it says what? That the wage of sin is death, huh?
The sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
All right, so how do I get that eternal life? What do I do?
Like Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again.
So
born of the water and of the Spirit. In other words, you have to have the baptism by the Holy Spirit of God.
Well, the Word of Faith movement says you don't have to repent. Repentance is not necessarily for salvation.
That's not what Jesus said.
So what did he say the first time he preached was what?
The first word he said was repent.
Or you too will likewise, okay? So then here's what you do. Tell me if I'm right. Jesus said to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of sins. You pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of sins. Is that correct?
Correct.
Then he said, if you call upon his name, the Lord Jesus, and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all, is that correct?
Correct, because we are bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb.
So then Jesus said, you become a new creature, a born-again believer, and an heir of the kingdom. Is that correct?
Amen. Joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life.
So then what happens once you've done that? You have the Holy Ghost come and dwell within you, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit?
John?
Yes, Pastor Ernie. I'm looking at a verse I wanted to share real quickly. Luke 24:47. That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Okay, so now how do I know that all of this is, how do I know that I can completely trust all of what we just said?
Because God's word in the Bible has never been disproven. Everything has been proven so far.
So is there anything that has as much authority, any authoritative, or anything that's got absolute proven, completely true, anything that matches God's word in the Bible?
Not really, Pastor Ernie. There's nothing. I mean, all the prophecy in the Bible about his first coming fulfilled, prophecy about his second coming lining up right in front of our eyes. There's no other book in any religion that has the depth just of the prophecy. That's God knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning, and it's in his word.
All righty, very good. Well, you hit the nail on the head. We're out of time as we get to this point every night. So we say good night. God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. The southern border is wide open, and we have to tell the world about it. Our team at Turning Point USA has been working over the last year to have a one-of-a-kind documentary all about the drugs, the guns, the crime, the criminals that are flowing across the southern border. Our team at Turning Point USA has been working so hard on this through amazing frontline footage that shows the Border Patrol agents, shows people crossing the border, the illegal drug trade, the economic and societal fallout that illegal immigration has on the United States. Every single state is a border state. And we here being headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona, want the rest of the country, want you all across America to see what we are living through in Arizona. It's a one-of-a-kind docuseries available exclusively on SalemNow.com. That is salemnow.com. You guys will see the porous southern border wide open and what we can do to solve it. If you want to learn about the border, this is your opportunity. Brought to you by Turning Point USA, available at salemnow.com.